Pacifico, Bill Henry. And now, Coast to Coast with Art Bell. To call Art from west of the Rockies, you need to have a telephone. From east of the Rockies, don't bother calling. We'll call you. From south of the Rockies, wait a minute. Are there listeners south of the Rockies? And from north of the Rockies, nice to meet you. And now, here's Art Bell. I'm stuck.
And thank you very much, Ross Mitchell. Great job as usual. And to all of you listening to us across America, North America, around the globe, in the ocean and beyond. Those of you listening to us across the Bermuda Triangle and other places where I don't necessarily want to be on this particular night or any particular night. Area 51, the Bermuda Triangle, Transylvania, any of these places where there is strange phenomenon. Good evening and welcome here to the Art Bell Show. And we are going to investigate Transylvania at some future date. Are there vampires? Is there a castle in Transylvania where Dracula lives? And if so, does he have three brides? And does he live in a box? And all of the things that we've been led to believe? Or is it all a cruel hoax? We're going to investigate that in future days here on Ghost to Ghost. Coming up, we'll have Dr. Wizard Pink and more on the sinkhole phenomenon. Where do the sinkholes lead to? And what are the voices that some people have heard coming up from the sinkholes? And what are they saying in conjunction with other visions that people have had? And are we all dreaming the same dream? All of that and more coming up here on Coast to Coast. What's this from Piedmont Enterprise? I'm going to go off with Piedmont Enterprise commercial really fast and talk like this. And you won't be able to understand what I'm saying, but I'm talking about Piedmont Enterprise because of all the really good stuff that they have. Piedmont Enterprise has got the Thimphones and Chili Maker. And they also have problems against the ass purse. But you can't beat the Piedmont Enterprise and find out things about there when you find out about slave trade. So go to Piedmont Enterprises. Go there, sit there, wait for them to tell you what to do, and then do it. New from Piedmont Enterprises. And ladies and gentlemen, we are very happy to have back with us. He was with us in the first hour. I wanted to bring him on in the second hour. He did agree to come on in the third hour, but that was back in the first hour when I would much rather have had him on in the second hour. And right now, Dr. Wizard Pink has exhausted from much of the travels that he has been making through space and time. Yes, that's right. Dr. Pink has traveled through space and time and has visited the surface of other planets over the last 3 hours. Dr. Wizard Pink, right now at a Marie Callender's in the San Gabriel area of Los Angeles. And Dr. Pink, a very pleasant good evening and welcome, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Art. I appreciate it.
Dr. Pink, we know that you have been space and time traveling over matter, energy, space, and time. What's it been like?
Well, I've had to do this, Art, in order to get a handle on just exactly who the Khartoumians are. I understand, and I'm pretty close to sensing that they're the ones that have been creating these sinkholes and drawing the energy down from the crust of the earth. You realize, of course, that that's what's going on. Hold on for a minute. Can I get the peach pie? Do you put that whipped cream on it? Keep that. No, I don't want any of that. No, get that out of here. I just want the peach pie. And is it a light, thin crust? Oh, no, I know you're... Well, I'm sorry, Art. I haven't had anything to eat.
I can certainly understand that, Dr. Pink. You have been on quite a sojourn. Over the last 3 hours, when we last left you, you decided to travel the circumference of the globe, mastering space and time and energy and matter in doing so. And what was the purpose of that?
Art, what I was hoping to find was an origination point. That is a portal. And can I get creamer, too? Creamer? Excuse me, Art. It's been so long. I'm sitting at the counter, in fact. They said, well, we can seat you at the counter. I said, that's good enough for me. I'm so hungry. I apologize.
I understand. Do you want to get your coffee?
Yeah, no, I've got my coffee. Hey, you. Any creamer? Not that little. No, I don't want the stuff that comes in the thing. No, I don't want that. That French vanilla. Give me some real cream, please, huh? Yeah, ha, ha, ha. Very funny. Okay, Art, sorry. I've got a smart-ass busboy here. So what I did, Art, is I decided to lift off and to travel through a portal called the globe. And the globe will take you, and you travel this length of the Earth, but you're not seen because you're not in this material realm. You're in an oblong or vertical material realm. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, it's all very complicated, but the point is, you are seeking out a porthole where these this civilization or individuals from this civilization have gotten in.
That is correct, yes. Now, the Khartoumians are from a parallel dimension, but they've somehow breached. They have breached the surface wall of our reality and have entered the back. They've entered through the service area of our reality and are now moving through the kitchen and will eventually come out into a hallway near the elevators.
Now, you're talking about our reality as if it's a banquet hall or something.
Well, in point of fact, it is. The world and the reality that we live in, to the Khartoumians, is like entering a hotel through the rear door where the garbage is. And it angers them. It defends them that they have to come into our reality by way of where their garbage pails are. But that's the way we want it. That's the way the gatekeepers will have it.
And the gatekeepers are who?
The gatekeepers? You haven't heard of them? Get a load of you. The gatekeepers. Come on, Art. Think about it. They're the ones that have set the whole... They've set all of this in motion. They're testing us, you see? They're testing us. Is that all? Hold on for a minute. That's the size of the pie I get. Okay, fine, great. Jesus God Almighty. What a small piece of pie. Well, looks like I made a mistake coming in here. I'm sorry, Art.
Are you sure, Dr. Wizard Pink, that you would rather not just sit and have your pie?
No, I want to talk to you, too. I want to talk and eat. I don't have time. I don't have time to fool around. And I sit down here and I order a piece of pie. Boy, that wouldn't feed a bird. I said it wouldn't feed a bird, but you fed me. Hold on for just... I'm so sorry, Art.
That's quite all right. Go ahead.
Hey, waitress, give me a ham sandwich, too, will you? That wouldn't feed a bird. I had a piece of pie. No, I understand. It's not your fault, but give me a... No, forget... Hold a ham sandwich. Give me a big pastrami. How big's the pastrami? Let me see it. Is it lean? Is the pastrami lean? Nah, I don't want that fatty crap. Give me the roast beef. Okay. Give me some pickles with that too, will you? And give me a thing of fries. Big thing of what do you got? Steak fries? Yeah. Let me have a side order of that, and I'll take another piece of that. I don't want this pumpkin. What is this called? Peach? I don't want this anymore. Don't you have a piece of pie that's bigger than this? Yeah, that's very funny. You know something? I'm on the radio right now. You grabbing your area like that? Yeah. Give me that. Yeah. I'll have the apple pie.
Dr. Pink.
I'm sorry. All right, she got it straight. I said, she got anything bigger than this. Guess what she did?
I heard. Dr. Wizard Pink joins us as we talk about the sinkholes. Now, where is the sinkhole 3?
That's located in Legume, Louisiana. I'm on my way there now. I should be arriving shortly. I'm traveling, as I told you, Art. I'm sailing through space and time.
Yes, but I can still hear the restaurant.
Right. Well, no, I'm in the restaurant. That much, of course I'm in the restaurant, because I got to have something to eat. But the rest of me is flying through space. Believe me. Trust me when I tell you this.
Is it an out-of-body?
Yeah, there you go. It's out-of-body. Bingo. Got it. Good man. All right. Let me tear into this pie, and let me tear into this sandwich. Don't you have a commercial coming up?
We do, Dr. Wizard Pink, and we'll go to our commercial break and then come back to you as you investigate the sinkhole.
Yeah, you do that, okay? And when you come back, we get a Coke, huh? Diet Coke? Yeah.
All right. Dr. Wizard Pink is there, ladies and gentlemen, and is having himself some dinner, a piece of pie, and so forth. But we will return to Dr. Pink here on Coast to Coast with me, Art Bell. celebrity voice impersonated, filling in on the Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch.
Hey.
The Phil Hendry Show.
More coffee, to wait. More coffee. More coffee, yeah.
Here to Coast, Art Bell, filling in on the Phil Hendry program, of course, celebrity voice impersonated. And we have on the line with us, of course, Dr. Wizard Pink. And Dr. Pink is enjoying himself a little bit of dinner this evening. I know it's been a very difficult time for you, Dr. Pink, what with the investigation of these sinkholes, but it's good to know at least you're getting some nourishment.
Well, I'm happy to do it. The guy is, I'm talking to right now, Art, I know you want to hear about the sinkhole people, and I'm going to be getting into that. I told you the Khartoumians who enter through the globe, that is an orifice that I believe is situated just above the Arapaho Nation. And I don't know where that is. It might be Oklahoma. It could be anywhere, but it's right above. And I think it's there because the Arapaho are clued in and tied in with a great many deities and beings in the well gone. And that's the term we use in Khartoumianese, that the well gone or way out, that's the area of space that is beyond. But hold on for a minute. Now tell me about it again.
They got the dry rub to use at Santa Maria tri-tip.
Oh, man. I'm talking to a young man here about barbecue, and I'm getting even hungrier here.
I understand, Dr. Pink, but we still have to get to the sinkhole.
Yes, the sinkhole. Must get to the sinkhole. All right, hovering over the sinkhole at this moment,
and I'm looking down. Oh, that looks really bad down there.
Are you? You're still eating, right?
Yeah. Hold on for a minute. Give me those pickles, too. Want some pickles?
No matter if I do.
Yeah, they're great. All right, what do you want?
Dr. Pink, are you hovering over the sinkhole where the Khartoumian people have come in from the extra-dimensional...
I'm looking it up and down. It's looking... Yeah, it's bad. Tell you what, let me float down here.
And yet you're still in the restaurant.
Well, I said, it's out of body. My body's in the restaurant. And what do you want? The barbecue sauce? What do you like? You like that? This has got the vinegar. And hold on. I'm sorry, all right?
Dr. Pink, I'm going to have to hang the phone up if we can't get to the point of this discussion, which is the sinkhole. Okay?
Yeah, the sinkhole. All right. So there's a sinkhole down here. And what I want to do is, I'm sorry, now I remember. I want to go down to the sinkhole and see if I can hear the Khartoumians. Let me just listen in very carefully and see what I hear. Yep, they just ate. Now, I really feel...
All right, I don't know quite what's going on, but I'm hopeful that Dr. Pink is able to find his way out of that labyrinth of mirth and idiocy and back to the job at hand, which, of course, is to find the people that inhabit these sinkholes. Now, this is Art Bell, and this is Coast to Coast. When I heard the belch, that's what put it away from me. That's what finally stopped it in its tracks and told me I've got to put it to bed. Let's go to some phone calls, shall we? I think this will be the most opportune time to do that. And again, we are asking for your predictions on when you feel the leavening and the full movement will take place. As you know, here on Coast to Coast with Art Bell, I have predicted that the Earth itself will begin a twisting and fidgeting on its axis that will culminate in the movement, which, of course, will follow the leavening. The movement itself will be fast. It will involve hundreds of billions of metric tons, and lots of people will be involved in making it happen, some of whom are currently unemployed. And let's go now to Randy. Randy, hi. You're on Coast to Coast with Art Bell. Randy, how are you?
Hi, Art. Just want to let let you know I like your program.
Thank you, Randy.
And I wondered if you'd read a book by Melissa Behring called Shapes and Attitudes, and it came out last year on the Travel Network. It was a book, but it came out on the Travel Network on television.
It was a book, but it came out. You mean it was rendered as a TV program?
No, they tried to publish it on a television set, and it didn't sell very well. And I'm wondering if you'd read it, because it apparently is about it's about our ability, or some scientists have been working in the United States government, of which I had been a part of, Art, for a number of years. I worked with the Patent Office, so I know that. Our government lies to us all the time on a regular basis. There's not one true thing that the government says. Nothing they say that you can trust at all. Nothing. Nothing at all. And starting from that premise...
But let me ask you a question. I was just on a government website the other day, and it said to me that Abraham Lincoln had been a president. Do you believe that?
It was on a government website?
Yes, it was. It was on the U.S. Gov website of the presidents. It said that Abraham Lincoln had been a president.
Well, then I wouldn't trust it.
Well, do you believe that Abraham Lincoln had been a president?
If the government says that Abraham Lincoln had been a president, no, I don't.
All right, so you don't think that the Spielberg film is accurate?
I didn't see the Spielberg film. I don't watch propaganda. I didn't see it. I don't watch it. I don't want to know about it. No, no, no.
All right, tell me about this book.
Well, the book is called Shapes and Attitudes, and it was published on television, and I haven't read it yet, and I wondered if you had.
No, I have not read it.
Okay. Can you let your audience know if anyone does read it?
Well, let me ask you, if I could, sir, I don't understand the concept of it being published on television.
Well, it was there on television, and they said that... It was available on TV, and I went to bookstores and I didn't even bother looking for it because they said it was a TV offer only.
Well, sir, that simply means they're offering the book through television.
Right.
But you can still read it. It's a physical book that they'll deliver to you.
Well, I don't buy that. There's something wrong with that.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what is wrong, sir, is your understanding of what a TV offer is. When it's a TV offer, it means that it's a specific offer through the TV. Perhaps they're giving you a discount.
All right, let me ask you, I don't mean to interrupt you, when did you get co-opted by the government? Because it sounds like you're a mouthpiece.
I'm a mouthpiece for what, sir?
Oh, you're telling me this gobbledygook. I'm telling you the book was being offered on the, it was published on the TV.
Yes, sir, you said it was a TV offer.
Yes. You know, Art, when did you start drinking the Kool-Aid, you ass?
I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. That gentleman obviously had no idea what it was he was talking about. And I do know what I'm talking about, and that is a TV offer means that they are discounting the book somehow and selling it that way over the television, or perhaps they're only selling it by way of the television, but that doesn't mean there isn't a book that's involved. And that brings me to our commercial for Peenemann Enterprises. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to read books, then you are wasting your time and you're wasting your energy. Why read a book when you can feel a book, when you can eat a book, when you can consume a book? That's right, new from Peenemann Enterprises. All right, now getting back to what this gentleman was saying about the books. If you're buying a book, oh, what the hell, that doesn't make any difference to me. Peenemann Enterprises now has floating chairs for your swimming pool. Now, these are floating chairs you can sit in and you can ride in. You can even drive them. They are amphibious. And, of course, when the world does come to an end, they provide a wonderful means of shelter, a floating bomb shelter, new from Peenemann Enterprises. Coming up in this next half hour, we will again talk to General Johnson Jameson as he continues his investigation of the invisible children. And we'll find out whether or not these children can be eaten by the Easter Bunny, who has now embarked on a new and very destructive path. And that is, if your child is bad, the Easter Bunny will cook and eat your child. But I find that to be something that might be very beneficial for parents who are trying to control out-of-control psychopathic children. I'm Art Bell. We'll be right back here on Coast to Coast, right after these messages. Let me watch the first page.
Hendry.
Welcome back here to Coast to Coast with me, Art Bell. And, of course, we're filling in for Phil Hendry, and I want everyone to know that. I don't want the evening to go by without letting you know that absolutely we are filling in here for Phil Hendry, and he will be back very, very shortly, I'm sure. But as we fill in for Phil Hendry, of course, we do the Art Bell Coast to Coast show, and I asked Phil if we could fill in for him because I wanted to do the Art Bell Coast to Coast show while I'm filling in for Phil Hendry. Now, we have a number of things that we've been covering here this evening, and we are also taking your phone calls here to the Art Bell show of Coast to Coast, filling in for Phil Hendry. We've had a number of people calling with sightings. We've had a number of people calling asking about a variety of issues, certainly Dr. Wizard Pink, and his investigation of the invisible children has been most fascinating. We're going to go over now to Dr. Jeff Dowder, who is Professor Jeff Dowder, I should say, Professor of Mechanical Physics at the University of Southern California. And Professor Dowder is on the line with us from Mint Canyon, California. Professor Dowder, so good of you to be with us, and so good of you to take your time from, I'm sure, what is a very busy evening of research and so forth to talk with us.
It's all right, Art, and I'm very happy to do it. And I wanted to, first of all, hold on, just hold that, man. I wanted to, first of all, I wanted to say how very sorry I am, Art, that, has anything bad happened or anything like that?
Has anything bad happened? No, nothing bad has happened.
Oh, I want to say how very sorry I was about whatever bad thing happened, but... I want to let you know, Art, and I want to let you know and your audience know that here at Mint Canyon, I'm out with Toby Bowe, and who is a friend of mine that is teaching right now. He's teaching a couple of subjects over at L.A. Canyon College, but we saw it, and it's clear. It couldn't be clearer. We did see it.
And what did you see, Jeff?
Well, we saw what appeared to me. It would appear to be a vehicle that could probably... All right. Would appear to be a vehicle that could carry a rabbit, what do you call an anthropomorphized rabbit. Okay? Because you were just talking to the dude. Weren't you just talking to the dude about it?
Well, we were talking, Jeff, to General Johnson Jameson.
Yeah, that guy. And he talked about the Easter Bunny's going to eat kids. Well, I just saw, if we're talking about the Cartoomians, which was what Dr. Wizard Pink was talking about with the sinkhole.
Well, Dr. Wizard Pink was talking about the sinkhole. The invisible children were being spoken of by General Johnson Jameson. The Easter Bunny was also being spoken of by General Wizard Dr. Pink.
Yeah, right. So General Wizard Dr. Pink.
I forget.
Well, in any event, I saw what could very well be... Can you turn off that flute music?
I'm sorry?
Would you turn off the flute music?
The flute music?
Yeah, I'm listening to a flute. I don't know if it's me or if the flute, but a flute is... the flute's blowing me away, man. And the flute's blowing me away. In any way you can shut it down?
If you're talking about our background music, that's part of the production element here on Coast to Coast, Jeff. I'd be very remiss, I think, if I wasn't playing the flute music.
All right, well, okay, but it was the flute was blowing me away. Anyway, we did see something streak from left to right. That'd be from my left to your right, but it was my left to your right, so that...
What would that be?
It would be my right to my left, but it was from your left to my right. And, Toby, wasn't that from your left to his right? Okay. Yeah, Toby, here. You got to keep it lit, man. God, pisses me off. From my left to his left.
And what did you see?
Well, we saw a streaking motion of some kind, because we're in Mint Canyon right now. You ever been out of Mint Canyon? You've been down here?
I don't think I've been to Mint Canyon, no.
It's pretty sweet. And there's, you know, there's cubby holes and different cabin areas. You can go and just, you know, get toasted and, nobody's going to bother you or anything. But, so, you like that match for me? God, man. Hold on for a minute, Art. Okay, Art? Hey, Art.
Yes, I'm holding on, Jeff Dowder.
Yeah, hold on for just a minute. Yeah. Okay. So, it was streaking, and when he talked about the Khartoumians, that's what put me in mind of it.
Have you noticed any invisible children? Anything that we've been talking about tonight?
I did not notice no invisible children. I did have a sense that there was something small, and it was, you know, circling me. And then I realized it was Toby's kid sister who'd come up here to drop off his lunch for tomorrow.
Well, you say Toby's kid sister. How old is she?
Well, she's 19.
I see. But she was small?
Yeah, she's 5'2". And she's got eyes of blue, or what? You're not supposed to. I mean, you know what I'm saying. So, I know, Toby. Hold on. So she was circling me, and I thought, I'm sensing something that's small. And then I looked down, and I said, oh, yeah, it's Toby's sister.
All right, so in other words, why am I hearing squirrels and chipmunks?
Well, we're out in Mint Canyon. Are you kidding? If you're not going to hear a squirrel or chipmunk out here, you're not living, man. So.
All right, Jeff Dowder, I appreciate it very much, but I don't think that that much of what you had to say has any value at all. But I do appreciate it, and I thank you very much, and have a very pleasant tomorrow. All right, so, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, I'm still here, man. I just shut down the squirrel. The squirrel sound. You didn't like that, right?
No, I'm going to hang up on you. Thank you.
Okay, man.
That was Professor Jeff Dowder as we talk here on Coast to Coast about the possibility that he saw or that he was tracking in a left-to-right fashion, in an oblong or oblique fashion. He was tracking what he thought was a vehicle that could accommodate some anthropomorphized rabbit. The understanding, of course, being that the Easter Bunny is carnivorous and will commit murder. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't believe for one moment that the Easter Bunny would harm a child. However, I do believe that the source material that I have, including the individuals that I've been hearing from tonight who are corroborating and who are collating this information, Dr. Wizard Pink, General Johnson Jameson, and a variety of other sources, makes this something that we need to pay attention to very, very carefully. Now, let me get on the phone here. A wonderful man, a man who has meant so much to all of us here on the Coast to Coast program, Richter Peace. And Richter is a man who has invented one of the very first extra-dimensional vehicles, one that can travel between our space-time continuum to another. Richard, and people call you Richard, do they not?
Well, they call me Richard, they call me Rickard, they call me Rickard, but you can call me Richard. I've been called Rickard, Rookin, Rackham, and Rackham. When I play billiards, they called me Rackham, too. And
They called you Rackham, too?
No, they called me Rackham when I play billiards, but you can call me anything that you want. I mean, we've meant so much to each other over the years.
We certainly have, Rickard, and I call you Richard because that's your given name. How did you get the name Rickard?
Well, Rickard was that's my given name. Richard is the Anglification of it. So that was how that came about. Now, my parents are originally from Germany, and they have the old world names, but Rickard and Richard I equally go between the two.
Tell me about your extra-dimensional vehicle. What do you call it?
What I call it, and it will travel at speeds anywhere from... It can travel at a -5...
No, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Rickard. What is it called?
What I call it. That's what I call it.
what I call it. It's like the Abbott and Costello, who's on first.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with that. But what I call it is because of the fact that the engine was created by the Call family. And then there was One Eye Jones, who was certainly very, very pivotal. And One Eye, you know, I wanted to name it after One Eye Call. And people thought I was saying What I Call. And it was actually One Eye and Call, the Call family.
Oh, all right. So you named part of it after One Eye Jones and the other part after the Call family.
The Call family developed the drivetrain for this. And One Eye, of course, worked on a computer.
One Eye Call.
That's called What I Call.
Okay. And so tell me in experimentation, I should say in the tests, how is it done?
Well, there's no question, Art, that we are able now to transfer ourselves between dimensions. I have been there and I've seen it. I've seen everything there is to see. I've made notations. I've told them we'll be back. They were not surprised. I will underline, they were not surprised to see us. I did not exit the vehicle. I simply sat and looked. I was wearing sunglasses because I did not want to be recognized. One of the things that you don't want to do, even if you're traveling extra-dimensionally, is to be recognized by anyone, lest you now imprint, and we did not want to imprint this trip out.
What are you looking for?
Well, right now we're going to try to help with the invisibility of the children. We're also looking into the Easter Bunny and where he might have derived the gall. Really, that's what we think it is. We don't think it's any extra power he has. Where he got the gall and where he got the pair big enough to say, I'm going to travel interdenominationally and dimensionally and eat children on the other side of the flagstaff. That's what they call it over there. It's the flagpole, or it's the lining. And they want to go through the lining, eat our kids, and then go back. The Easter Bunny is just the tip of the iceberg. And I don't think that, I would not take this very lightly, I'll tell you that now.
Well, you're starting to scare me a little bit here, Rickard. You're saying that this is not just the Easter Bunny, these are other extra-dimensional creatures?
Exactly. Let me show you. I'm going to do a very quick, this is called a bust-through, and it's going to be very, very quick. So watch out. I'm sitting in a vehicle now, and this is going to, it's a bus through, meaning that I'm going to travel into the other dimension very quickly and then very rapidly take myself back. 3, 2, 1. Hi there. I've got to get out. Okay, I'm back.
I heard you say hi there.
That wasn't me.
So you left this dimension.
I left the dimension, and I went through the lining, and I went through the panty liner, and the voice you heard was the vibration of that dimension. It was not any individual. It was the vibration.
The vibration of that dimension said, hi there.
If that's what you heard, I didn't hear anything. What happens to me is it becomes white, just a white space. I'm in a white shell, and all I can see is white, and all I hear is nothing, and all I smell is, it's almost like marshmallows, but it's not quite that.
Well, I can tell you that when you went through the membrane, is that what you call it?
We call it the panty liner, the membrane.
The panty liner, why do you call it that?
It's never mind, you know, just next question.
All right, well, I can see that that it's still top secret what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, Rickard, thank you so much for being with us, and Mazel Tov, and more power to you, and...
Godspeed.
Godspeed, yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's go. Hi there. Get out of here! Oh, man. Woo!
That is fascinating. That was Rickard Jones, one of the great friend of this show, as he traveled through the membrane or panty liner between this dimension and the other dimension, whichever one that is. This is Art Bell, and we'll return with more of the final closing moments here on Coast to Coast with me, Art Bell, filling in for Phil Hendry, celebrity voice impersonator.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This has been quite an evening and quite an experience. Filling in for Phil Hendry here on Coast to Coast, filling in for the Phil Hendry Show, the Coast to Coast Show, filling in for Phil Hendry. And I thought that I would try something because one of the things that I love to do is, a lot of you probably don't know this, I love to do comedy, but I haven't really had that much of an opportunity to do comedy. And so what I thought I would do this evening, before we leave the airways, I wanted to give you a little taste of, since you haven't had the Phil Hendry Show this evening, I wanted to give you a little taste of my take on doing the Phil Hendry Show. Now, I have had experience before doing this. I actually demonstrated this for people some years ago. But I'm a great admirer of Phil's work, and I would like to give my impression of Phil doing his show. And I think that when you put a little bit of work into it, and it is difficult, but if you put some work and effort into it, you can create these different voices and so on and so forth. So why don't we have a little bit of fun here? And Mookie Johnson, Tiger Spencer, along with One-Eye Wilson, all of my people are in the studio there. Let's have a little bit of fun, and let's take some, quote, phone calls, end quote, here on Coast to Coast with Art Bell. And let's go to our first call, and this is, John. Hello, John. You're on with Art Bell. How are you?
I'm fine, Art. How are you doing?
I'm very good. What did you want to talk about?
Well, Art, I'm having a wonderful time tonight talking about, I'd like to talk to you about the invisible children.
All right, John. What do you want to say?
Well, I believe that I've probably encountered an invisible child.
Well, really? And see how I just interrupted him? That's something I've have to learn and get better at. But other than that, so anyway, John, go ahead.
Right. What I was going to say, Art, was that I believe that I've encountered one of those invisible children. And it talks, or she talks, I should say, because I was talking to her.
You were talking to one of the... What does she sound like?
Well, she's right here. Her name is Kathy. Kathy, say hello to Art Bell. Hello, Art.
Hi, Kathy. How old are you?
I'm 4.
You're 4 years old. And, Kathy, are you invisible?
Yes, I am.
And John, how did you first know that Kathy was in the room?
Well, I felt a hand on my, on my ass. Now, Kathy's not a perv, and I'm the adult. But, Kathy, why did you touch my ass? Well, because I wanted to have some fun and make you think you were losing your mind. And was I acting as if I was losing my mind? Yes, I was.
Well, now, hold on. I'll do the interviewing, okay?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Is this Kathy?
No, this is John.
All right. John,
No, this is Kathy.
All right. Let me go to another call, because I've got Mary. Mary, how are you?
I'm very good. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Mary.
Hello, John.
Hi, Mary.
Nope. This is Kathy.
All right. Kathy is who?
Me.
And who's John?
Me.
And who's Art? Me. Now, Kathy.
Yes.
Are you the 4-year-old?
No, I'm Mary.
Are you 4 years old?
No, I'm Kathy.
Who's 4 years old?
I am.
Who are you?
John.
All right. Well, you see, ladies and gentlemen, it's not as difficult as you might think to do what Phil Hendry does. Now, let me get another phone call here. This will be a lot of fun. I'm now going to do 4 different voices. And what is your name?
Professor Jones.
And Professor Jones, meet John.
Hi, John. Hi, Professor Jones.
And Kathy.
Hi. Hi.
And Mary.
Hi. 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 Hi.
Those are all 5 of them saying hi to each other. Professor Jones, what do you do for a living?
I'm a professor.
All right. And who would you like to talk to?
Well, I'd like to take exception to some of the things that I heard John say. He was talking about an invisible little girl. Which one of you is the invisible little girl?
I am.
You mean it's you, Art?
No, I'm just fooling around. It's Kathy.
No, it isn't. It's Mary.
I'm sorry. I thought it was Mary.
It's Kathy. I'm only fooling.
All right. Is that Professor Jones?
No, this is John. Once again, you've blown it. You've butchered it alive. If this bit were a child, as much as you think you're doing a great job, if this bit were a child, you would be barbecuing it right now.
Thank you very much, John.
Professor Jones.
Kathy?
Nope, Mary. Woo! Boy, you really... It's bad.
Well, and that's me giving myself crap. So you see, folks, while it is difficult, it can be done. Well, this evening's program, of course, from the high desert. And we wish all of you a very, very pleasant, pleasant good evening. And make sure that you keep the windows open, keep your eye on the sky, and keep your eye on this guy, and keep your eye on all of this magnificence. I wish you could see what I'm pointing at right now.
This has been Coast to Coast with Art Bell. Actually, this voice has been performed by Bill Henry. Celebrity voice, in other words, impersonated. Coast to Coast with Art Bell. I'm not Ross Mitchell.
And what I'm pointing at right now, what do you think, Ross?
Coast to Coast.
Phil Henry.